I've been contacted by a number of constituents, young people really, regarding problems that they've encountered while attempting to book the driving tests and retests online. So I suppose, given an example, that there was one young person, she wanted to get a retest for starting college, and she tried loads of times over the summer, but she was, so then eventually she had to go, and then she wasn't able to make, she got an appointment the day after she left, so then she tried to retest, she tried to, you know, change her timing, and it was actually ended up that it was the 16th of December that she was getting her test. Another example is of people waiting for jobs, that they, people need their, another young person told me this, that she needs her driver's license for her job, she's a youth worker, she needs a driver's license for her job. She failed her first one, was trying to get a retest and couldn't find a slot for a retest. So this delaying people get starting employment, and it's also delaying people, you know, but they actually kind of want to start moving on with their lives. So I think what I would like to see is that, you know, this excuse is like there's a backlog because of COVID. That doesn't wash anymore. We'd like to see that either that the RSA kind of consider the efficiency of the portal, which seems overcomplicated and confusing and unresponsive, or else they maybe need to look at the shortcomings in the technology and go back to even using a more efficient system, like a paper-based system, or even that you can ring someone at the end of the line or call into an office, because the current system, the way it's working, well, it's not working. I suppose that's what the point of it is.
And, Councillor, do you think there's a lot of frustration among younger generations, because it's almost getting to a point of perhaps they're almost feeling neglected by the whole situation, because it, like you said there, it has run on for so long and it is beginning to impact other parts of their life now, and it's just that there seems to be no end in sight to it.
No, and I think you should be, like your NCT, like the NCT portal is really efficient, that you're able to book it so far in advance that you know your time and it's all done very well, but not being able to book an appointment well in advance online, or not be, like, we are at a disadvantage in Sligo, that you can't go in into an office and book it. So it is leaving a lot of young people that they want to either, they need their car for college, if they're starting college, or also work. Like I see, I mean, a lot of jobs, particularly we say in youth work and those kind of areas, that you do need your car for work. So people aren't getting contracts, or they're not getting employment